ask, Lord, let my lips be anointed. Let the ears of the hearers be anointed. Let this word bring healing. Let this word bring deliverance. Above all, let it consolidate and bring about salvation to the glory of your name. I ask my Father, my God, have mercy upon me. This word I'm about to share, let it not stand against me. Let it not stand against those that will be hearing it. So shall it be in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And all the saints in the house shall shout a loud amen. As all the saints in the house shall shout a loud amen. Please join me to appreciate the choir. Join me to appreciate the choir. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I'll please kindly request the technical crew to please play the video I asked you to play at the start of my message. Can somebody switch off that light? It's a very short video clip, but very loaded. Somebody sent it to me. I saw a lot of minis there. Praise the Lord. Can the choir members move here, please, so that we can have enough seat for our people? Amen. Choir, please move to the altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to be sharing with you a message I have titled, by the special grace of God and with the permission of the host of heaven, free your mind. Free your mind. Tell somebody, free your mind. Tell somebody, free your mind. Please let us rise. I want this message to be brought to you in a practical manner. You are going to go to several people, look straight into each of their eyes, and say, my brother, my sister, let your mind be free. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. If you enjoyed the video clip and you enjoyed the exercise you just had, give the Lord a big round of applause. Amen. While asking you to go around, I found that Brother Richard and Sister Irene, please come and sit here. Amen. I found out that some of you were not moving because your mind is still seriously loaded. Amen. Amen. I have shared in the past that your mind is the gateway to your soul. In other words, whatever your mind feeds on, if care is not taken, becomes how you act. Amen? Can I hear louder? Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Therefore, anyone whose mind is messed up, that person is not only messed up, that person is what? Finished. If your mind is messed up, if your mind is constantly thinking of negativity, before you know it, even without you saying it, by your actions or inactions, those around you will start picking those negativity vibes. It is therefore imperative, according to the scripture, that you must guide your heart with all what? Diligence. I've also come to the conclusion. Let me quickly put a disclaimer here. I'm not a medical doctor. But I have many medical doctor friends. That many sicknesses and diseases can be traced to your state of mind. Before you shoot me down, let me explain. When your doctor tells you something not to do, or what something you are not supposed to do, shed some weight, do this or do that. Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor. As the doctor is talking to you, something in you that the doctor cannot see is also telling you, thou shalt not do that. Thou shalt not do what the doctor is saying. Doesn't know what he's saying. I am going to fast and... Where does that thought come from? From your mind. Amen? There are many things we do so wrongly and we end up blaming God. Hello? You do not need to fast and pray to hear from God that you need to lose weight if you need to lose weight. You do not need to fast and pray when you know you have an exam and you have not studied. What you need to deal with is your what? Your mind. You cannot start quoting Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. That my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. When you are capable of walking and you refuse to walk. Hello? You cannot pass or do well if you are a high school student or a university student playing what they call Fortnite. And the following morning, you start fasting and praying, or your mother is shouting, it is not going to work. You need to renew your mind. You need to know that these thoughts that is always coming to you that you can make it, even the easy way, may not necessarily be true. I beseech you by the mercy of God, this morning, let your mind be renewed. One of the ways you can easily mess up your mind is through bitterness. Amen? The church is quiet now. Say, pastor is going there again. Let me give you a promise. No matter how much you are fasting or praying right now, it's not going to stop me from saying it. Amen? One of my uncles was so bitter against his son. Hear this, fathers. No matter how bad your child is, please try not to be bitter towards them. Hello? You can't be fasting and praying for that child and you are bitter towards that child. It will not work. Pastor, don't say that. I have said it. And it is the truth. He went to consult Obia men. Those of you from the Caribbean, Obia, you know them. In Nigeria, we call them native doctors. And as soon as they started the oracle, they say, you are bitter towards your son. They say, that is why you are not making progress. And until you start making progress, there will be no progress for your child. My uncle came home. He didn't know what to do. Why was he bitter? The son got what we call bursary. They give you free money, you don't pay back to government. The son went to buy electronic gadgets. And they didn't have a fridge in the house. Hello? His bitterness was that money should have been given to him to buy a fridge instead of the child buying what? But the boy needed to listen to music. And he spent his money buying electronics. Your case might not be that exactly. You might be bitter towards your son or towards any of your children for a different reason. Because he was no longer making progress in life. Okay, since they've said it, let me do it. He called his son. That is how the whole family got to know and confessed that this is what has been going on. The son said, I didn't even know you were bitter towards me. I'm enjoying my music. He asked the boy to kneel down, prayed for him. He started progressing in life. And the boy now started what? Doing better. Yes, it is written in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17, that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, that we shall possess our possession. The first deliverance you will get is by hearing the word of God and acting on the word of God. Amen? Many of our minds are polluted. Some of us here, if you are here, don't do it, or you are going to be exposed. You are still addicted. In fact, it is not an addiction, it is an act that you are doing to pornography. Again, everywhere is quiet now. Why? Because your mind has told you that you cannot do it in the real way other than doing it that way. It is your mind. This morning, you have to go past that. Some of your minds have told you that you cannot be rich unless you defraud somebody. My brothers and my sisters, let there be a renewal of your mind. Recently, very, very recently, somebody called me, and I have the person's permission to share this. Said, Pastor, you've blessed my house before, but I still think there are demons in my house. And I said, have you committed any sin that you know of? He said, no. I said, there are no demons in your house. I said, the demons are not in your house, but they're in your mind. Amen? He said, no, Pastor, you... I said, okay, I will come. By the time I got there, he said, this is what is happening, this is what is happening, these are the strange movements. I looked at the person again, I said, there are no movements in your house. It's in your mind. I said, your mind is troubled. There is something that is bothering you. that you have not dealt with. I have come to your house. I am not going to pray. And you will never see those demons again. Then we started talking. Not knowing that what has been bothering her dates back to when that person was about 12 or 13 or 14 years old. But has not been dealt with. Because of that, anytime the mind gets shaken, the person cannot sleep properly in the night. And you begin to imagine or see invisible and visible demons. I say from today, you are going to sleep properly. I just pray to thank God, not to drive away demons, because I know that the demons have been taken care of. Following day, I called the person was still sleeping. Called again, was this, by the time the person, hello, pastor. I said, aren't you going to work? He said, thank you for calling. I would have missed work today. The person slept perfectly. A lot of you cannot sleep, not because your father-in-law or mother-in-law is troubling you. It is because of there is something in you that you have not dealt with. Your mind is so clustered. Amen? I give you an example. Again, this is not my uncle, but we call him uncle. It's my brother's very good friend. He likes eating Isiewu. Isiewu in Nigeria is goat head. They'll break the goat. I don't know how they do it, but it's very delicious. Amen? Especially people who drink beer. Am I right, brother? Look, Bemiro. How did you know? Amen? He woke up one day, he ran to my brother. My brother's name is Newton. Newton. I said, what is going on? He said, last night I saw about 12 goats chasing me. Where is my head? Our mommy just said something there just now. He said the leaf that the goat enjoys the most is the same leaf that will kill the goat. So when your mind is so polluted, don't expect to have good rest. Amen? Let there be a renewal of your mind. As I am speaking now, some people are bitter with me. Say, why is Pastor saying this? Pastor doesn't know the hearts. Pastor may not know the hearts. But surely Pastor knows that the reason why those chickens were chasing that little boy was because the little boy took their corn. Amen? Until the little boy releases that corn, the birds are not going to leave the little boy. Until you free your mind from those things that are troubling you, you are not going to be free. Bob Marley once said, he said, none but ourselves can free our minds from what? Mental slavery. A lot of people are under bondage because of the way they think. Some think themselves higher than others. Amen? They have no regards for nobody. Take heed. I say take heed. You are not better than anybody. I have never seen the worst person on earth. And I have never seen the best person on earth. Amen? There is this story. I don't know if it's true. I think it's just a story. Once upon a time, they say God asked everybody to bring their problems. This one will say, my problem is my son. You drop it. The other one will say, my problem is money. And people were dropping problems. The other one will say, my problem is sickness. And then God say, everybody go back there, go and pick the least problem. The one that you are most comfortable with. Do you know the problems people picked? they pick the original problem that they dropped. It is your mind that is telling you that you are a failure. You are not a failure. It's your mind that is telling you you cannot do that thing. But my Bible tells me in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. No matter how tough it is, they say when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. You can do it. Tell somebody you can do it. Tell somebody you can do it. Tell somebody you can do it. Listen. What you feed into your mind is a seed. How much fruit is going to bear, you don't know. Hello? When the Europeans were busy stealing, ravaging the resources in Africa, when they partitioned Africa, this part is for the Portuguese, this part is for the British, this part is for the French. They never knew that one day would come that Africans en masse went back on a suicide mission by trying to cross Mediterranean Sea. Now immigration is a big problem to the Europeans. And I tell you, they ain't seen nothing yet. The seed, please clap if you are clapping, clap. The seed that they sowed then in their minds that they can enslave these people is not backfiring at them. Let your mind be renewed. I tell you, there is no problem that has no solution. The mere fact that you have not found solution to it does not mean that there is no what. But bear in mind, the solution to a problem is the beginning of another problem. You say, ha, okay, Father, give me baby. Oh, I need the fruit of the womb, right? And God gives you baby, right? You were walking. Probably your spouse was walking. What is the next problem? Child care. I hear some of you pay $1,000 per month. Am I right? Yes or no? Is that not a problem? I thank God I had all my children before I came here. $1,000. So if you have three children, you have what? Somebody said there is mortgage. There are some mortgages that are not up to 3,000. So the solution to a problem, be prepared, creates another problem. I'm struggling in school. I need to graduate. I must graduate. You graduate, where's the next problem? If you don't have your mindset fixed, that listen, this solution I'm getting now could create another problem. Amen? When that problem comes, it's going to hit you. And because you are not prepared, you will not be able to handle it. I beseech you by the mercy of God this morning, as I leave you with Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. We are going to read it together. Please put it on the overhead. As I leave you with that this morning, I beseech you by the mercy of God, let your mind be what? Renewed. According to his word in the book of Mark chapter 11 verses 24 to 26, he says, whenever you pray, believe that God has already answered. Even when you have prayed and the result you are getting is not exactly what you are expecting, believe that God is still involved. Amen. Hello? He has probably seen that the solution to that problem is something you cannot handle. He is preparing an alternative solution for you. How do I know? The God of the mountain, That same God that you say answers your prayers all the time is still the same God of the valley. He never changes. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, it says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Shall we rise? If you are clapping, please clap properly for the King of Kings. Philippians chapter 4. I want us to read from 6 to 8 together. Let me leave you with this. Philippians chapter 4. Let's go. Stop there. What did he say? He said, fret not thyself for nothing. Some of us, the worry that we worry is actually what will kill you. Not the problem that you worry about. What did he say? He said, what? Don't worry about anything. Don't worry. Unless you are not faithful to this God. And be very careful. Some people will tell you, my God will bless you. I usually don't say amen. You know why? I don't know who is your God. You may be serving the God of troubles. But when somebody tells me, God Almighty will bless you, I will say amen. Or if I know the God that you serve, I will say amen. So be careful. When some people say, oh my God, the day you don't pour libation for your God will come haunting me. Listen, I am not ready to take Tylenol for somebody else's headache. Because if I take it, your headache will still be there, and that Tylenol will create a problem for me. So when somebody tells you, my God, just quiet. Or correct that person, say, the Almighty God. There are certain things you should not compromise. Prophecy. Somebody makes a wrong prophetic declaration, rebuke it immediately. Somebody say, oh, I don't think you will ever. Stop it, I will make it. Verse 7. Then you will what? You can't even understand it. That's it. That's it. Verse 8. That's it. If you received it this morning, shout hallelujah.
Amen. Free your mind. As